And on the phone with us this morning from Ivy Tech is the executive director of the Gale
You're
and
on
Bill
your own.
Cook
Keep going.
Center for Entrepreneurship.
Doing this from memory. And?
The director of the South Central
Small
Business Association.
Development.
It's our good friend Steve Bryant.
It's that Steve guy.
Good morning. How are you? Happy baseball season. Happy Masters.
I'm doing great. Yeah, happy snowy baseball season.
That's right. Snowballs, fastballs, we've got it all this morning. And as April kicks off, we know that Ivy Tech is very busy. Graduation coming up right around the corner, as we know. But there's too many things to do before that even gets happening, Keith. The list is long and furious.
Well, let's let him brag about one of his things first, and it's called Duke It Out.
That's right.
He's getting pretty good. He's not only farmed that out to away from Ivy Tech, did one up in Martinsville, right, Steve?
Yeah, it was great.
So there you go, and
well,
now it's Ivy Tech.
That's why he's regional.
Explain what that is and that people can actually come and see it, because it's a kind of a Shark Tank kind of proposal without all of the egos.
And sharks.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is our third annual Duke It Out Business Pitch Competition, so we have 9 students who will be participating this year on Thursday, April 12th. It's 1 o'clock in Shreve Hall. It's open to the public, so if anybody wants to come see our students do a little sweating on the stage, it'll be awesome. And they're going to talk about their business ideas, and they have 3 minutes to talk about what the problem is they're trying to solve, how they're going to solve it, how they're going to make money, and at the end, is it really something that's feasible? And we have some judges that are from the corporate community, our sponsor, Duke Energy, and certainly some of our faculty and staff. And one of the business ideas is a virtual reality application for your phone. There's an online personal trainer idea. There's an artist to put his gift of painting into a business. There's a couple of restaurant ideas, a child care service, a gardening resource, a remedy to help keep makeup off clothes. Keith, you need that.
I'm trying to figure out
anybody
that's an
in the
interesting,
TV business
yeah.
would.
We used to get a lot of makeup on the collars in TV.
That's exactly right.
That's true. I bet you did
yeah.
back in the day. But really, it's a fun event. I mean, we have 9, like I said, 9 students, and actually some of them are student teams of 2, so we actually have 13 students participating. So we have a couple that are going to tag team it, if you will. And, you know, I know one was from culinary and another one was from the business program, so they were partnering together on a new restaurant idea, and that should be a pretty cool one. And, you know, our goal for it is, again, to teach them some practical skills, how to do presentations, how to persuade an audience, how to speak in front of people, which are great soft skills, as you know. But also, hey, what is the business idea you got? Or can sometimes be a nonprofit idea. We've had those in the past. And some of our students go on and actually start the business or may already have them going in some capacity. And that's why we're here, to help them from the Entrepreneurship Center and the Small Business Development Center.
Now, this is what, the third year for this?
Yep, third year. And we, like I said, it's open to the community. Anybody wants to come out, we're going to have coffee and some pastries made by our fine culinary team. I know you guys have sampled some of our culinary
delights.
Wait
a second.
From the team.
Yeah. You have free food? When is this again? When?
Thursday, April 12th, next Thursday at 1 o'clock in Shreve Hall, right at the main campus.
Do we need free parking?
Do we need to RSVP, get a ticket or anything, or can we just
show up? No, you can just show on up. It's in the north end of the building. Just, you know, park as close as you can to the north end of the building and walk on in, and we'll be there for you. So it'll probably last a couple of hours after everybody does their pitches and I do my usual shtick, but it's good stuff.
Do they does applause or support for any of these teams mean anything?
Online voting,
yeah.
Texting.
Well, we tried to level the playing field by not letting anybody do PowerPoint presentations and not letting anybody bring props, because some of our students actually have working prototypes for their products sometimes.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And some are more conceptual. So it's if you have the ability to do that over somebody who has just an idea, it's kind of hard. So we try to limit them to just some, you know, note cards or you know, a piece of paper to read from.
So you're literally pitching this.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's part of the fun. Actually, the students who did it last year, they were at the end of it, they had gone through 3 or 4 different cycles of workshops where we let them come in and do their pitch,
right.
And they improved and improved. And at the end of it, they said, this is the best class we offered at Ivy Tech. I said, well, actually, it wasn't even a class. It was just something we did.
I like the one about the cell phone exercise thing. I could watch somebody else exercising.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's my kind of exercise.
I kind of like it, too. It has a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
It's early in the morning.
bad.
Come on, that's so good.
That was so bad, it's good. Steve Bryant.
I got that out of the Keith Klein joke book.
Where does he keep that, on his desk?
Yeah.
I think it's on the World Wide Web.
Oh, there you go.
Now, today, there is a big event, Career Expo at Ivy Tech. This is huge. all the businesses that are coming looking for employees and such, kids, and not just our kids. You get a couple of people from the community to come out for that, too.
Yeah, well, we're chock full of events over here. So in Shreve Hall today at from 1 to 4, it's open to anybody. Students have the opportunity to meet with employers throughout the region. And, again, as they're looking at their career exploration and job application processes, they can come out and practice it on some real live companies here. And we've got quite a few that are either alumni of the college or just, you know, our local business community, and that includes Bloomington Transit, C&M Conveyor, the City of Bloomington, Cook Medical, French Lick, Golden Living, H&R Block, the IMU, Indiana State Police, Indiana University, Syngoda Solutions, Speedway, TASAS, WTIU, and many, many more.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, then you go around, you can drop your resume off with at each table,
mm-hmm,
and
absolutely,
get a chance to talk to the people that are there. That's
yeah,
pretty
get
cool.
Get some tips on your resume, or you know, maybe learn about some of the jobs if you're, you know, still in school and you have a year to graduate. You know, just come learn about what they're looking for and what kind of skills. And hey, you know, the earlier you meet somebody, the more you can develop that relationship. And Keith, you know, that's really important.
Oh yeah.
Well, and the other part too is if you have any holes in your resume, how you can fill those up in case you think you're on perhaps the right path and maybe they want something a little bit different. You can use it so many different ways. That's a fantastic. Who is that open to? All students?
It's open to all students. And honestly, I mean, I guess anybody that can wander right in is looking for employment. Hey, there's going to be employers here. Come check it out. And I know for the employers themselves, they're also interested in internships that they'll want to fill for the summer. So there's opportunities for students or others in the community there, too.
I want to mention something because I saw it. I don't know if you saw it, but leading up to this Career Expo today, the career Closet has been going on at Ivy Tech. This is pretty cool. And that is that, you know, sometimes you're a college student, you don't have the latest coat and tie and everything, and you got to go out and meet with a potential employer. So they've had the ability to go and pick up some clothes that you can wear today to impress people. And it's an ongoing thing at Ivy Tech that, you know, somebody's got an old sport coat that doesn't quite fit anymore. I wouldn't know what that's like. And you bring it out to Ivy Tech and you get some more use out of it for some of the kids for their careers.
Absolutely. Yeah, our student success team, which is awesome out there, their job is to make the student experience as top-notch as it can be, and they always over-deliver, and that's because of programs like this, like Career Closet, because we've had multiple staff, faculty, friends of the college, others that have donated pieces of clothing for our students. And I mean, I know when I went to college, I didn't have a sport coat. I mean,
mm-hmm,
I didn't think I'd be going to nice dinners or anything like that. I figured I'd be drinking cheap beer. But, you know,
how did that prediction work out?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got a business card.
Maybe I need that app,
yeah,
where I watch people work out. You know, that'd be a great idea. But you know, from a student perspective, if they, you know, are going to an interview and they want to look professional, they just don't have the clothing. I mean, some of our students, as you know, experience homelessness and, you know, have major transportation, child care issues. So every dollar is important. And you know, if you can, you know, pick up some good condition clothing and look professional and work with our student teams to learn how to write your resume, how to have a presence and meeting with employers, you're going to have a leg up on the next guy.
Now, I know in your line of work, and by the way, we're talking with Stephen Bryant, who is got a lot of titles, so we're running out of time.
It never gets old.
You've got more stuff to talk about, Stephen, so let me get to this. I'll show you how much I know about technology. This thing, I think it's called a hashtag. I call it an at sign. So you have hashtag.
It's a pound sign, not an at sign. Shift 2 is an at sign. Come on.
Whatever.
Come on.
That's what I know. But anyhow, it's that sign, hashtag 1,000 hours. Mm-hmm. And a 1,000 hours thing is getting close because it's part of the O'Bannon Institute. And there's still room for people in the community to volunteer, to get a team together and do their own project. But we want a day of volunteering throughout the community, and not just in Bloomington, but Bedford and other places too. So talk about that, because this is now becoming a really huge part of the O'Bannon Institute.
Yeah, this is something really fun that we do to make ourselves a comprehensive community college. We, you know, foster the growth of engagement within the community, and the O'Bannon Institute Day of Service will be coming up here on Friday, April 27th. This is our 15th annual O'Bannon Institute Day of Service on Friday, April 27th, and anybody can sign up to volunteer, and that's individuals, community organizations, businesses, partner with Ivy Tech, and nonprofit agencies in our community, and we're trying to get 1,000 hours of actual engagement in the community and volunteering with anybody that's participating. And we have many community partners who've been on for many, many years, and I'll just go through a list of a couple. Baxter Pharmaceutical Solutions, the City of Bloomington, the City of Bloomington Volunteer Network. Cheryl Munson from the Monroe County Council has a team. Dorothy Granger from the Bloomington City Council has a team. Duke Energy, German American Bank, Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce, Herald Times, Hoosier Trails Council, BSA, Monroe County School Corporation, Old National Bank, RBB, Shelley Yoder from the Monroe County Council has a team, Smithville Digital, Spencer Evening World, TASIS, Visit Bloomington. These are all teams that are bringing employees and encouraging them to get out and do different different volunteer activities with different community organizations, and we still have slots available. So anybody that wants to learn more about it, it's hashtag IVTech1000Hours, or you can contact us here at the main campus. Just walk in the front door if you like, or get online at ivtech.edu/obannon. And click the Day of Service tab, and you can sign up online.
Not that it makes any difference to me, but there is a free breakfast and a T-shirt for those people.
Yes, there is. And, Keith, you have a stack of those, yes. I'm sure, in your closet here at the college.
A continental breakfast, so that means you don't want to be bogged down during your volunteering.
Oh, no.
So this is light. It gets you on your way. Just a boost of energy to help be a do-gooder in our community. Over 1,000 hours will be logged. It's been a great partnership with that O'Bannon Institute event. So keep up the good work, you do-gooders.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we appreciate everybody's support in the community, and you two fine Americans.
If people would like more information, where is the easiest place to find it?
Well, you can walk in the front door at our main campus out here on 200 Daniels Way, or you can get online at ivtech.edu.
Sounds good, Steve. We appreciate your time this morning, and we will be in touch.
Always a pleasure. Go Cubs.